A fugue is a contrapuntal composition with multiple voices. Typically, composers label their fugues based on the number of parts. The Omaha Chamber Music Society's Heritage Series ends up with an evening honoring Beethoven, featuring some of his celebrated fugues. The program features Piano Sonata No. 31, Opus 110, followed by String Quartet No. 14, Opus 131. Music director Thomas Klug describes the quartet as one of Beethoven's most unique quartets, composed just a year before his death.
It begins with a fugue, and to begin perhaps his most massive string quartet with a fugue says a lot about how important it was to him.
Klug believes that Beethoven, in his final days, was preoccupied on finishing musical ideas, writing them down and moving them from one place to another, but without completing them.
He was probably quite lonely by that time in his life. He'd been ill for a while, probably spent a lot of time by himself. Again, much as my perception, I feel like he's just thinking out loud in terms of music rather than words. There's some very, very beautiful moments, very touching moments, again, very lyrical moments, some angular moments, but it's not a really angular piece. It's the sort of string quartet you listen to and just get lost in it.
Jay Weiss, general manager of the Omaha Chamber Music Society, is happy to welcome a guest pianist for this concert, enhancing the Beethoven evening.
We have Omaha Conservatory faculty member Ann Madison, a good friend of ours and someone we see playing in the symphony all the time also, and she'll be doing the A-flat Piano Sonata number 31. I think it was Beethoven's second to last. To me, it's kind of a window to the late period of Beethoven because it isn't the striking, rhythmic, and experimental approach that we think of in the Ninth Symphony or in the late quartets. Lots of melody, and the one feature that Beethoven seemed to grab onto late in his career is counterpoint, and so there's a fugue in this piece, as there are two fugues in the string quartet.
Klug is already thinking about the next Heritage Series.
I have ideas, for instance, presenting the continuum of some of the German romantics, Mendelssohn being a mentor to Schumann, being mentor to Brahms, that sort of thing. Perhaps jumping into French music. What's the connection between Debussy and Ravel? Where did they come from? Who influenced them? You know, why did their musical styles develop differently? One wonderful thing about music is it really can inspire everything in a person. You could just go there to relax. You can go there to be excited. But it's kind of like looking at a wonderful piece of stained glass.
A Beethoven evening is tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Omaha Conservatory of Music. More information at omahachambermusicsociety.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.